Good morning to all your listeners.
You spoke about this at length at a municipal district meeting that took place yesterday afternoon. In fact, it was noticeable that the meeting was due to start. Quite a number of members were actually late arriving to the meeting because they were stuck in traffic.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct. And I suppose, listen, you could say, I suppose, the motion I had forward, you could say in one way it was timely, but in another way, this was going on far, far too long. And I mean, you're 100% correct, Donald. There was actually four or maybe five councillors yesterday where we had to delay the meeting, and from they're stuck in traffic. And I was one of them, Donald, coming in from the Glenswally side, and I know there's councillors coming in from the Elton side. And what was alluded to yesterday, a trip that usually would take 5 minutes from the golf course in to 35 minutes, you know. And that's absolutely shocking. It's shocking what is going on, Donald, in the town at the minute. And you know, I'm eager to get resolved because, like, we are local representatives. We are getting it in the ear, and right to show me, people is absolutely fed up. They're what's the end of what's going on at the minute. And Donald, it's come to a stage, you know, that, you know, I hate saying it, but I feel at the minute that our traffic management system is failing and something needs to be done. And that's the reason that I put a motion forward yesterday, Donald, because I want the MTA, TI, Senior Roads Management, Donegal County Council, and Zane, I want them all around the table where we can clash heads and come up with a realistic solution to addressing this ongoing issue in Letterkenny, because we can't stand back and let it continue, Donald. Because, you know, I have been, I've also been contacted by business owners in the town that, you know, they're suffering. Businesses are suffering. And it's shocking, and it's all down to the traffic management. You know, the tailbacks of traffic is absolutely shocking. And there's people actually I've made aware when across the border, the shop, Donald, instead of coming in to their own local town in Letterkenny. And I mean, when you hear stories like that going on, Donald, it's direly. And we need to sit down as a council, as our local authority, Donegal County Council, along with the MTA and the PII and road design, and see how we address this going forward, because I say, Donald, it's getting worse.
For the past 15 to 20 years, the panacea, what's been regarded as the cure to all our ills, has been the mythical Bonaghy Link and the second bridge across the Swilly. And the thought process has been that once you can get that second bridge across the Swilly, you'll take a lot of traffic out of Letterkenny Town Centre. You'll get traffic moving a lot more smoothly coming in from that Remelton site, depending on where, obviously, you've actually put the bridge in. And I know there's differing views between different councillors as of whether that bridge, the link road, should be closer to the Remelton side or closer to the Letterkenny side. And that's going to be an ongoing debate, I suspect. But, I mean, is it that simple to say that the answer to the tailbacks we saw yesterday, and that was the first time I recall it really stretching into a Tuesday as much as it did. The bank holiday Mondays, I said bank holiday Monday at 6 o'clock. Yeah, that's been a feature for years, every bank holiday Monday. But that was the first time I saw it stretch, and I, at lunchtime, most days I drive from the mountain top down into the town centre because it's where my office is. And, you know, I had not seen tailbacks like I saw yesterday driving down, and I went home for a quick sandwich before going to the meeting. And yeah, it was what should have taken me 5 minutes took me about 15. And we're told that the second bridge will solve everything. Is it that simple, or is it going to be more complicated than that?
It's never that simple. But listen, what we have at the minute, the end of the chain is not working. We definitely need a bridge, and I mean, I've been lobbying there recently about Bonaghy Link and the bridge over the Swilly, and something that has to happen. It has to happen. And for Bayer's two bridges, the Glen Swilly side, if you like, of Letterkenny as well, to alleviate traffic congestion there. You know, this is something we have to be looking into in the future. And I mean, people have said Bonaghy Link and the bridge over the Swilly for years. And I mean, it has been talked for years, and I'm not that long in the council, Donald. Maybe going on my third year here, but it's something that I'm eager to put as much pressure as possible on to try and get this project started.
Yeah.
Because it's a must, you know. And as much as, like, listen, when you see traffic coming into Letterkenny, there's a good side to it too. You welcome visitors in, and you know they're going to spend money within Donegal, not just Letterkenny, but our holiday resorts as well. If you like the likes of the Downings and Carrickyard and down around Fannadon, I mean, what we have to offer here is second to none, and it's great to see people coming in. But we have to have the roads facility to cater for that. And at the minute, we don't have that.
Yeah.
And what is happening is people, they're coming in here, surely, holiday makers, and they're spending like a pound, which is great. But it's going to come to a stage where they're not going to want to come near it. I mean, who wants to sit in traffic a five-minute journey for 35 minutes or an hour, whatever it may be?
Yeah.
And another factor, Donald, is, God forbid, if there had been an accident, emergency services needed at a home, you know, anything at that example, where were they going to go? How were they going to get there? And I mean, if someone calls for emergency service, they need them pronto, you know, and they don't have an hour to wait. They didn't, and there's circumstances where they haven't minutes or seconds to wait, you know, and this is something that we need to be addressing to get the road network feasible and working and have their businesses back up and running the way they should be within Letterkenny town as well.
Yeah, it was noticeable. Having attended the meeting yesterday myself, I mean, it was noticeable. I would say probably a minimum of 33% of the meeting yesterday was taken up with discussion on roads and road links and connections in and around Letterkenny. At least 33%, if not more.
Yeah, you're correct. As I stated yesterday at the meeting, Don, there was three different motions there. My own, the traffic congestion. You had Councillor Bradley that brought in about the local transport, the bus, town bus. And then you had Councillor McMonagall had a motion forward about Wendy Hall, and which Councillor Kieran Brogan has been highlighting time and time and time again. And I mean, Councillor Brogan actually facilitated a meeting with ourselves, councillors, and our roads engineer, supervisor, and roads design out on Wendy Hall. And, you know, places like that need addressed. And, you know, that was a very informative meeting to get out on the ground and see firsthand, and especially for our roads people to see firsthand what we're taking to the table, what the people we represent, you know, want addressed. And, you know, it's very important that we do that and continue to do that. And emotions like that coming forward on the one meeting, I mean, it stands to sense there's a massive, massive issue that needs addressed here. And, you know, myself, as mayor of Letterkenny Milford Municipality, I want to see these addressed. Yeah. I want to see the town. I mean, we all talk all about Letterkenny turning it on in years to come to a city status. I mean, we have the ATU there at the minute, a fantastic university, you know, and we're struggling with accommodation, we're struggling with housing, we're struggling with roads. I mean, that's shocking. It is absolutely shocking, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, we need to sit down around the table and clash heads here, and have, I suppose, if you like, the senior management take on board exactly what we want done and what the people out there that we are representing that is left on the phone and calling us with their concerns and issues, looking for them addressed. We need to get these people around the table, sit down, clash the heads, and come up with a realistic plan.
Because,
as I say, and I've stated time and time again, it's simply not working.
I mean, and I can tell you the comments are coming in. You're talking about the same thing, traffic, but no answers. Ask the councillor, what's the solution? We'd love to hear it. You're talking about the same thing. You talked about it last year. You'll be talking about it next year. Another caller says, stop putting in all the extra traffic lights. Another caller saying that four-lane into Letterkenny is a disgrace. I witnessed two ambulances come to a standstill last week. Why was there not an emergency lane left there? Now, I know the four-lane is another issue, and it didn't really get discussed at the meeting, and maybe that's a conversation for another day, because there is a lengthy conversation to be had there too. I know you're hoping to get a meeting together.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's going on the four lane?
Yeah.
You know, it is shocking.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And, I mean, myself, like, I wasn't, well, this was passed before I came under the council, and I wouldn't have been for it, to be quite honest, because the bridge over the Swilly is key, the Bunnaghy Link is key. You know, with the TNT project, we need updates on all these here. We have the Southern Relief Road, we have Wendy Hall, We have the A5. You know, we need to get an update on where all these are at and get them moving forward.
So the bottom line of your motion was you want the council engineers, the road planning office, the National Transport Authority, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, which would formerly have been the roads network or the National Roads Authority would have been its previous name. I mean, is that meeting going to happen? And will the right people come down from Dublin, the people that can make decisions? Because if the people that can make decisions aren't sitting around that table and aren't in the position to engage in dialogue, well, then the meeting is going to be for naught, really.
Yeah, well, listen, Don, I'm going to do everything in my power to try and ensure that it happens. I mean, Don, listen, you always have them few that want to slip the net, that don't want to come in front of us as the local representative, but let's call a spade. There's a lot of the time they don't want to hear what we have to say, and we're the people on the ground. We know what's needed here, and I'll be pushing forward, Don, to have this meeting. Listen. It will happen.
Yeah,
I can assure it will happen. But what I can't assure is will all the relevant bodies be around the table. But that's something that I have requested now, and it's up to our own local authority now to take that on board and try to get it up and running, get everyone around the table, clash heads, and come up with a realistic solution to address this problem going forward.
Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly, Mayor of Letterkenny, Milford Municipal District. Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning.